You are listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White.
My first time.
Today marks 60 years to the day since this Hollywood legend lost his life on a rural San Luis Obispo County highway.
So you better live it up, because tomorrow you'll be nothing.
That's the voice of James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause, his classic film released 1 month after his fatal crash, about a half hour east of Paso Robles on Highway 46, near the small town of Chelan. Today, step outside the Jack Ranch Cafe, and all that marks the incident is a simple roadside memorial wrapped around a large tree. This stainless steel marker with the actor's vital statistics and some separate plaques with history of the event are situated about a half mile west of the actual crash site. The roadway itself has been realigned, so it's nearly impossible to tell where Dean's car truly landed on that Friday evening in 1955. Steve Weaver and his family stopped on their way from Fresno to Pismo Beach recently to remember the star who many believe died too young.
Think of the films he would have made had he lived.
Steve Weaver's father, Joe Weaver, remembers media coverage of the incident, specifically reports about a Cal Poly freshman student named Donald Turnipseed who made a poorly timed left turn onto what is now Highway 41.
I happened to be living in Tulare when James Dean was killed. I remember the headlines because the driver with whom James Dean collided was from Tulare.
James Dean accident happened, as they say, on your watch.
I went out to the ambulance and looked at him, and he was obviously dead.
That's journalist Jay Thompson interviewing the doctor who declared James Dean dead that night. Thompson says he interviewed more than 70 people while researching a three-part series he did on Dean's death for the San Luis Obispo Tribune back in 2005. Donald Turnipseed had passed away in 1995, but Thompson was still able to gather some insight into how the crash affected the rest of his life.
He did not go back to Cal Poly after that. The accident shadowed him his entire life. Mm-hmm. It was unfortunately a tragic accident, and one man died, another man paid, even though he never was held criminally responsible or cited for what he did. He nonetheless paid a heavy price over the years. He is always associated with the crash, even in death.
While Highway 46 is heavily traveled today, back in 1955 it was much less so. However, Thompson says the image of Dean traveling on a desolate roadway is not entirely accurate either. That night, Paso Robles High School was playing in Bakersfield, and the Paso community was headed east to cheer on their team. As a result, many people passed the crash scene along the way.
So at the time of the crash, it wasn't hectic by any stretch of the imagination. But after the accident, many people in the community of Paso Robles drove by the crash. They saw the car on the side of the road.
For that reason, and because so many local people were involved with the investigation, Thompson says the James Dean crash is remembered differently here than it is around the world.
So it's kind of interesting that the rest of the world acknowledges the anniversary of his death, but you don't necessarily see that same reaction with among SLO County residents.
If James Dean were still alive today, he'd be 84 years old. He's buried in Fairmount, Indiana, where he went to high school. Randall White, KCBX News.